The 25-year-old civil war in Angola has intensified over the past few months. Rebels of the UNITA movement have stepped up guerrilla attacks around the country, and the government has responded with a counterinsurgency program. Relief workers say Angola's war-weary people are the main victims of yet another round of conflict. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from the central town of Quito.
Juela Akueto seems on the verge of tears as she gives a visitor a driving tour of the bombed-out heart of this once flourishing city.
Não é viver a realidade, não é? Eu poderei dizer algo que vocês poderão não entender. Foi uma cidade muito maravilhosa.
Quito was considered the most beautiful city in Angola. We had shops, theaters, cafes, and many recreational areas. The city was full of trees. They are all gone now because the refugees needed to cut them down for fuel.
Located in the very center of Angola, the area around Quito is rich in diamonds. It's also the birthplace of rebel leader Jonas Savimbi. Most Quito natives have long since fled the fighting. Today, the town is occupied by more than 350,000 refugees. Most have arrived within the last year, many within the last several weeks as fighting between the government and UNITA has intensified. A year ago, UNITA looked like a spent force. Government troops had gained the upper hand throughout the country, and the rebels were feeling the effects of an international arms embargo and sanctions that are making it difficult for UNITA to market diamonds from areas it controls. Western intelligence sources say UNITA is no longer capable of waging conventional warfare against government forces, so the rebels have resorted to guerrilla tactics. Lisa Grande is head of a UN relief agency here.
What we've seen in the past several months is an intensification of guerrilla warfare and the counterinsurgency strategies that are being used to try and stop that. We would all have to agree that the populations are in very serious distress, and this is directly because of the new type of warfare that's being used by both sides.
UNITA once enjoyed broad popular support in areas like Quito, but many observers say the rebels have squandered much of that goodwill through their tactics in the conflict. UNITA today is taking food from the local population and forcing many people to serve as porters, carrying rebel supplies and ammunition. Relief workers say they are seeing an increasing number of peasants who've escaped from UNITA. They are called the Gray People, because their clothing, hair, and skin are covered in the gray and brown dust of Angola's forests and bush. Teresa Francisco is one such gray person. She spent 18 months in the jungles where she and her four children were forced to serve as porters for UNITA.
They didn't tell us anything. They just said carry their food and ammunition. We had to carry whatever food we had. They would give us no food. People from my village tried to help feed one another, but six people died. They would kill us if they caught us trying to escape. When the government attacked, UNITA ran away, so I took a chance, took my four children, and ran away too.
Despite the arms embargo and falling popular support, Angolan and Western analysts believe the rebels are far from defeated and are capable of pursuing their guerrilla campaign almost indefinitely. UNITA leader Jonas Savimbi has also mounted a diplomatic offensive in Western capitals, seeking support for a new round of peace talks. In media interviews, Savimbi has called for a dialogue with the government on ways to end the war. The Angolan government had long vowed it would never again renew contacts with Savimbi, but recently government spokesmen have softened their tone. Manuel Augusto is Angola's vice minister for social communications.
The government never closed the door to the dialogue. It was Mr. Savimbi. He chose the armed rebellion as a way to get into power. So now what we have to do is just stop fighting and come back home, because there is a space for him in politics if he wants. But if he don't stop, of course the government will keep on with this program to end this war.
Some Angolan political and civic leaders are suggesting that the government offer a general amnesty to UNITA as a means to end the fighting and kickstart a new round of peace talks. Most Angolans say they'd support any move that would halt the seemingly endless conflict here. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Quito, Angola.